And what we're on about today is that Jesus is not just some sort of new idea. The three persons are always, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are always their same in their function and in their unified operations. Jesus is described in John as the Word made flesh. Jesus, throughout the Scriptures, hear me, throughout the Scriptures, Jesus is the one who acts as the intermediary between God and man. If there is a point where he is made visible, it is Jesus. If there is a type or a shadow or a prophetic utterance, it is about Jesus. He is revealed to us in the Scriptures. He is always the one that will manifest the presence of God. Peter said at one point, "Show us the Father and it will be enough." And what was Jesus' response to Peter? "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." Hebrews says he is the exact representation. So Jesus began in the Garden of Eden coming down to men. And throughout the Scriptures, he is revealed to men in type and in shadow, in prophecy, direct appearance. When you read in your Old Testament where it talks about the angel of the Lord, that definite article, the, in front of the angel of the Lord, is referring to the one specific, special, the only one of his kind angel or messenger or servant of the Lord. And that would be Jesus. That would be Jesus. Furthermore, salvation was and is and will always be by the same means. It is revealed to us through the Scriptures, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." Now that word boast there at the end is a word that has been traced in its root in the original language to the neck. Because, you know, what do you do when you watch a guy score a touchdown on television? What does he do? He throws the ball down, lifts the neck back, and yeah! Like he just discovered something. And so Jesus is this means of salvation. And it is a gift of God so that no one can throw their head back and boast before God, "Look what I did." It is something that God did. And God does it the same way. In the Old Testament, God had to reveal the detailed instructions and rule of life. This clearly came through Moses, but began even before that. How did Cain and Abel know about sacrifice? Who taught them? Someone taught them. How did Abraham know how to deal with Melchizedek? Someone had instructed him. And so while there was the detailed instructions of Moses, that began even further back than that. Because we are not, and we have not been free to choose what your obedience to God looks like. He prescribes it, and what he is looking for is revealed to us in his word. God himself defines that for us. Why did God have regard for Abel's sacrifice and not Cain's? I don't think it was what it was. I think that there were some instructions that were not followed on Cain's part. And so what does he do? Well, an innocent individual is killed and his blood poured out on the ground is seen by God. There's a picture of the Christ to come. One who was innocent dying to cover the payment for one who was not. Throughout the Scriptures, God has specific details for maintaining fellowship and communion. He's taught us the means to faith. See, many of us come to think that sacrifice is the basis of salvation. The Old Testament Jews thought that the sacrifices that they offered, the goat or the ox that they offered, that saved them. It did not save them. It was never intended to be understood to save them. Romans tells us it was simply an interest payment on an insurmountable debt.